And so now, a few readings to take us into our afternoon practice. Get yourself settled in whatever posture you've decided upon, whether lying down, seated, standing. Any day that we have a focus on peace, I think I always include this one from Wendell Berry. So has some beautiful imagery here that we're going to draw upon. It's called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. So we're going to engage a practice that helps us imagine that sense of a nice still body of water to help us come more deeply into the practice. The Buddha also talked about this, and he said, there are those who discover they can leave behind destructive reactions and become patient as the earth, unmoved by fires of anger or fear, unshaken as a pillar, unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool. Unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool. And so he liked this water imagery. He also said, develop a mind that is vast like the water, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind like vast water. So lots of encouragement there from beautiful sources. So taking our postures, being very deliberate as we've done throughout the day, feeling touch points, bringing mindfulness to bear, having a sense of our mindfulness before us, that resolve to be present for things as they are, not as we would like them to be. And doing so with kindness and care. Allow, if you will, as you begin the practice, to bring into mind a little imagery. Now, not all of us image things, but we can all sense into things. It doesn't matter, whatever works for you. So image or sense into, in your mind's eye, a sense of a beautiful, vast body of water. A body of water that is calm and clear, there's a sense of spaciousness, the surface of the water is calm and serene, such that the clouds and the trees are reflected back perfectly in the water. if a pebble drops in the water, or a loon chances to land or dive down, and there's a ripple, the water receives it, and the ripples move outwards, and then it all subsides. So there's this receptivity, this receiving, but also this letting go back into the calm and back to that beautiful reflective state of the water. So we can draw upon these qualities as we practice. Letting this body of water be one you're familiar with or you've seen in pictures. And if you find that it makes sense to you, letting your body become the body of water. Especially if you're lying down, there can be that sense of it. And just as wonderful is to have a sense of sitting by the water, looking out and appreciating those reflective, receptive qualities. As we feel into body, beginning to also feel the breathing if you haven't yet. Feeling the breath rise and fall like the soft undulations of the water. Noticing how waves of sound, thoughts, and emotions arise in this body of water. And yet, the body of water is untroubled. Let the thoughts, the emotions, the images come and go like waves on the surface. And yet down below, a few feet down below, the water is softly undulating like the breath. It is calm. Like the lake or the ocean, we simply reflect back what is mirrored in it. So letting the thoughts, the emotions, the sensations just be known with that bare attention, reflecting them back. letting all experiences arise and pass, moving without resistance, a little ripple on the water, and then disappearing without a struggle, openly received and let go of. Refreshing your resolve at any point by feeling body and breathing. Imagining the body of water and how it's clear and reflective, receptive, calm, still, and untroubled by whatever should arise. Receiving all and letting all go. Resting our hearts, minds, and bodies by these peaceful waters, being these peaceful, still, calm waters. feeling our bodies as the body of water. Allowing our heart, mind, bodies to be open, receptive, reflecting whatever comes near. Enjoying moments of stillness and receiving the ripples and waves too. Knowing they too are what it means to be a body of water, a human body. And dropping deeper beneath the ripples and waves of experience, and sensing into the stillness and peace that's there within ourselves, within the body of water. Our awareness, like the body of water, holds it all. It is vast. It is unwavering in its acceptance of all that arises, reflecting it all just as it is. So often we identify with particulars and forget that we are also the awareness holding it all. And appreciating any stillness, calm, peacefulness that's come from this practice. Or maybe it's just a sense that it's possible. Appreciating that. And remembering the quote from Yeats, "We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us, that they may see, maybe, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet."